Sup everyone, it's Tuesday here, aka Jack Hatter, and in this episode I'm going to be sharing the story of one of the most haunted places in Georgia, and that is the Central State Hospital in Milledgeville, Georgia. And before I get started, I would just like to let everyone know that I am pulling this information from the website called thelineup.com, and this article was made by a woman named Jessica. Here we go. It was once one of the largest insane asylums in the United States, and now it lies in complete ruin. And real quick, I just want to share, I don't know if there's anybody else out there that feel connections to old abandoned places, that there's like a fascination about it. I remember when I first learned of this place, it was about 3-4 years ago now. I don't know, I felt a connection. Like, the building is fascinating to me. I would love to go visit the building and be there in person someday. Like, I don't know why, I have this obsession, this fascination with old abandoned places, especially if they're haunted places. Now let's get into the story. The Central State Hospital is more than just an abandoned insane asylum. It's a ghost town, once consisting of nearly 200 structures spread across 2,000 acres outside of Milledgeville, Georgia. Before the Civil War, the state of Georgia found itself with a surplus of unwanted and abandoned citizens. It opened the lunatic, idiot, and epileptic asylum in 1842. Over the next 100 years, Milledgeville Asylum became one of the largest in the country, with over 13,000 patients at its population peak. Many of these patients, sadly, never left the facility, as evidenced by the 2,000 grave markers nearby Cedar Lane Cemetery that memorialized the 25,000 souls buried across the hospital grounds. In the South, Central State Hospital was a place to be feared. Parents often warned their children to behave better, or they would be hauled off to Milledgeville. Sadly, as with many mental health facilities of the era, the practices at Central State were crude and misguided. Many of its patients showed symptoms that did not need treatment, like any of those treatments. The doctors used numerous brutal treatments, including insulin shock therapy and electroconvulsion therapy without sedation. Other procedures included isolation therapy, ice cold baths, and if all else fails, straight jackets. A 1959 investigation published by the Atlantic Constitution concluded that just 48 doctors cared for the thousands of patients at Central State, and not one was a licensed psychiatric. In fact, some of the staff members were patients themselves, just pulled in and put to work. Thanks to advancements in psychiatric care, Central State began its decline in the 1970s. Jimmy Carter, then the governor. Oh my gosh, that's so funny. Sorry, back to the story. Then the governor of Georgia led the fight in transferring many of the Central's patients to newer hospitals and more suitable community clinics. The institution officially closed in 2010, though there are a few administrative buildings remaining in operation. The majority of the once steadily Central State, however, it now lies in abandonment. Wow. That's just crazy. Here's something else. Okay. Now, I've done research on this place before, but I didn't know that it lasted in 2010. That's crazy. Okay. It says right here that I visited Milledgeville with my family several years ago as we pulled out of Memory Hill trying to find the road back to the highway. We passed a large driveway surrounded by big, beautiful buildings. I inquired as to what it was. My mother, born and raised in Georgia, responded, "Oh, that's Central State." We were miles away from downtown, yet the cheerful energy of Main Street Milledgeville seemed a world away from the eerie silence of Central State. Most of the buildings were boarded up. Had I been alone, I might have slipped inside. Instead, we simply stared at, surrounded by the ruins. Again, I would love to visit that place someday. Now, if any of you who hear this have stories about it, please feel free to send them to me on Instagram at ChatterWithHatter. I will be happy to tell those stories for y'all. Well, that's it for this episode. Thank y'all so much for listening. Catch y'all next time. Bye.